Lydia.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you for this impromptu little girlfriend's chat. That's exciting.
Glad to be back.
Yes, and all as well. You all are kind of back in the groove of things.
Yes, it's been a full week, but had a chance to relax a little bit yesterday, and
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Good. I'm good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Well, let's see. I wanted to talk to you on our interview together. You said quite a few things that was a treat intriguing. A lot of things you said in regards to your philosophy and schooling. And then when I saw your kids in the video the other night, I think it was a couple of nights ago, 3 nights ago, I saw them in that video, and they were going over the African countries.
Oh,
I thought that
yes.
was so cool, very impressive, and sweet, sweet kids.
Thank
Which,
you. They were enjoying themselves.
I could tell. I could tell. It was hilarious. Your little guy was just beside himself. It was cool. Cool. It made me laugh, and I wasn't even there. Their laughter was infectious. So I was like, it was great. And of course, it was later for us than it was for you. So I think you had did it at 9. So I'm up at midnight laughing,
Oh,
chuckling, like, that's so funny.
right.
But anyway, so I'm curious to know in regards to your homeschool philosophy. Remind me, Lydia, how long you've been homeschooling now?
10 years now, starting in
10 years.
preschool. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 10 years. Okay. So all of you who are joining, I should give this intro here. This is Girlfriends Chat, where we just gather with different homeschool moms, and we actually just dig into a specific subject and just do a little chat. So this is Lydia out of California, and I've had a chance to do an interview with Lydia Ingram. It's been maybe a week or so ago. And just really wanted to dive into one specific part of our conversation together. So, Lydia, this is in regards to your philosophy and homeschooling. And one of the things that you have mentioned was, how did you word it? I don't want to say the conviction, but you all highly, highly regarded, furthering your education after homeschooling and going on to college and, beyond, but what making it the focus around whatever that love is for the child, no matter how grand it might be or minuscule or whatever, just continuing your education in that. You remember that part of the conversation?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and I was like, that's I never, I don't know, I didn't never, I've never thought about it that way. And you said if they love plants, then and they want to be a gardener, great. Go on to college and study further and how to become best gardener you could be. In light of anything, how small it might be, go on to further your education and become the most knowledgeable in that, right?
Sure.
So, yeah. So what is your how did you develop your homeschooling philosophy? And do you feel like it's evolving or has evolved from when you first started homeschooling?
No, I think my homeschooling philosophy has always been eclectic, but I think we all come from different contexts. And I think given my own background and family background, if you ever meet my uncle who is a publisher, he may tell you his story of how much my grandmother sacrificed to make sure that he received an education, despite the
Yeah.
fact that, as he says, he had been written off by so many people having not passed his exams in Nigeria. They have these comprehensive exams that kind of make or break you. And he was a person who, despite not having passed them several times, kept on and eventually graduated with a couple of degrees and has gone on to do some pretty interesting things. And likewise, my father, who was able to get an education and then come to the United States and go back to Nigeria to teach students. So, coming from that sort of context and that sort of background
Yeah.
where there is a high regard placed on furthering your education, I think,
Yeah.
we all bring into our homeschooling our own sort of things, and perhaps that's one of mine. And I think, one of the things that has really stuck with me over the years, over the last 10 years, is the uniqueness of each individual homeschooling family. And, and you know, working with moms, because that was kind of my focus, you know, I did a show early on, you know, about mommy wars. And I think it was titled something like Tired of Mommy Wars, because I was, you know, a work at home mom. And back then, so much of it was, you know, this antagonism between stay at home moms and quote unquote career moms, you know, and I'm in the middle. I had a career from my home as a mom. And, you know, I just really kind of avoided all that. I'm not, you know, for pitting people against each other, because, you know, every family's unique. Every family has their own circumstances. And for me, I feel the same way about education. Some people may not think that, you know, college is important, and some families may. I happen to be one that, you know, I feel that if you are able, because there are people who are not able.
Right.
But if you are able, go for it.
Sure. Gotcha. I gotcha. I mean, that's good. And that's the simple and the quick of it. If you are able, go for it. And if not, don't. And that is so true, because of course, as we all form our homeschools and shape, it is based off of a lot of our own convictions, upbringing, insights, you know, and just that's what make it is what it is, and so unique for each of us. But the cool thing is to be able to glean, we can glean understanding and insights from each other and our differences and be open to it, you know, and that is, I think is beautiful. One thing I definitely try to do, I don't know, speak for everyone else, because, you know, we can always improve upon each other, draw from each other's philosophies, glean.
Absolutely. You know,
and that's beautiful of it. So, but yeah, I thought that was very, very, very intriguing, a statement that you said. And even now, to say what you said, you know, your family and their history, having come from Nigeria and a strong emphasis on education, that what else would you all do? I mean, that is your focus to continue on your education. I have tossed around this thing in my brain, Lydia, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it as well. And the same thing holds true for many African descent who are here in the country. And those are many who say, no, I'm not going to go on to further my education. And the fact that our in history past, our ancestors who worked so hard, strove, fought, you know, to go on to education, should we not continue to uphold that, I don't know the word is conviction, but you must do this thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, what are your thoughts on that, that should be, we should, as an honoring of our past history, for our ancestors?
I mean, I can understand that, because, you know, while on the one hand, I'm half Nigerian, the other half of me is African American. My mother's and, you know, I've been doing a lot of research lately just for my own projects and you know, writing and publication type things on the history of our involvement in education and how being denied higher education was, you know, a form of bondage. So I get that we just can't take that lightly and say, well, I'm just not gonna study and that's okay. But again, it comes down to whether or not you have something that prevents you from being educated, you know, or you don't. I don't see why you shouldn't at least consider the sacrifices of our ancestors and go on and try to pursue the best education that you possibly can. I happen to belong to the county and parents, and college prep is a central focus. And it is really preparing African American, and not just African American. It is actually a very diverse organization of people from the continent and from the Caribbean, you know, all over the place, but preparing children, primarily of African descent, to go on and further their education after high school. And that's just understood. People that are part of the organization, that is what it is, you know. Oh, absolutely. And it's couched in cultural affirmation and, you know, cultural awareness and going on to expecting excellence of our African-American scholars. So, you know, they're unabashedly pro-college.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. I pray that gives some insight to others who hear this and who may be in the same, you know, thought processes or have been contrary, like, oh, college, what's the big deal? And again, being that we all have our own, I don't know the word is conviction. That sounds so strong and it makes it so heavy, but our own, I don't know another word other than conviction, but our own, weight about that conversation from the upbringing that helps them to form the yay or nay for their kids. I mean, we all that. So go ahead.
At the same time, I think we do have to acknowledge the polarizing tendency, because to be pro-college isn't necessarily to disparage either those who don't have a college education or those who choose to pursue alternate routes. I think that if you approach it that standpoint, you're sort of either or. If you're pro-college, it means you're anti-trade school or anti-people who don't have an education. You know, everything can be like that. It's like if you're pro-career mom, it means that you're anti-stay-at-home mom. And I just don't think like that.
That's good.
I try to avoid that at all costs.
that's good.
You know, and just because somebody's pro-college, it doesn't mean that they – you know, have something against people who may have a different idea about even the purpose of pursuing education. There are people who just look at college as they connect it to monetary gain. I didn't go to college to earn a lot of money. That wasn't my focus. Uh-huh. I'm not sending my kids to school to earn a lot of money. I'm sending them to school so that they can pursue their passions and be the best that they can be at it. So I think even the idea of just, well, you don't need to go to college to make money. I know this person who didn't go and they make this and that. You're approaching it from a standpoint that the only reason to go to college is to earn money. So, you know, there's so many different things to flesh out and so many different, ideas that get incorporated into people's positions and rhetoric that I think it just requires taking time to unpack them and to decide what works best for your family.
Yeah. And you did very good. That was well done, Lydia, because that was going to be my next little segue. And you yes, that's it. That's it. And the same idea, you don't have to, if you're for homeschool, it's not to say you're anti-public school. Right. It's just not your choice.
Exactly.
And that is so, so good. And you did very well on that. And why? Because you just dispelled any kind of, you know, tenseness there. If someone hears this conversation, you just dispelled it. Beautiful. Well done. Thank you, Lydia. I appreciate you're sharing that and you're giving you some more wisdom and nuggets on that conversation. So excellent, excellent, excellent. So that was our girlfriend chat. Again, you know, taking it back to old school, getting on the phone and talking to girlfriends. Because we don't do that. We don't take the time to get on the phone, even if it's just a short like this, just a short moment to touch base and hear you, you know, each other. So thank you for taking the time to do that with me today, Lydia.
Well, thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Well, until next time, I'm sure we'll be in contact. But until next time, everyone, this is Girlfriends Chat with Angela and today with Lydia Ingram from California. So you all take care. Have a wonderful weekend, Lydia.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.